Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, trainer, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News, New World Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I am personally dedicated to bringing you high-quality information through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guests, and today's show is going to be fun. We've got a couple of guests today. I want to share today's G-note. And what is a G-note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. It's a little quote. It's a little something to think about. And you know, what's really incredible when you can take a little bit of information, just a little quote, something for you to think about. It's almost like a mini lesson in itself, something to focus on for the whole day. And it can really set your tone for the day. And today's G-note is simply this: dear friend, don't let anything hold you back. And don't let anyone keep you from dreaming. Oh, and that's so the truth. You know, today I'm very proud to say that I'm highlighting some of the 100 outstanding women from Broward County. On the 16th of this month, in May, we will be celebrating the 100 outstanding women of Broward County. And like I said, I have several of them here. I'm also very proud to say that I'm being honored for the fourth time as one of the 100 outstanding women. And so I'm very happy to showcase these amazing ladies and certainly some of their partners that helped to make this a great place to live and grow and play. Our first guest today is Kim Swears, and she is the Vice President, Fast Boats Marine Group. And this company is located in Pompano, started in 1994 by her husband, Randy, and has grown into one of America's leading luxury fishing and high-performance marine dealerships. Kim is responsible for the operations and business developments of the company. And what's really amazing and great and wonderful about Fast Boats Marine Group is they support charitable organizations that provide educational and support services to underprivileged women and their children, allowing them to break the chains of poverty, achieve balance in their lives, become strong leaders in their families and in their communities. And Kim currently sits on various community and advisory boards. I'm going to talk to her about all the great work she does. So I would like to welcome Kim Swears to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thanks, Candy G. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and congratulations on your honor once again.
Thank you, thank you. And Kim, you too. And it's a great event, and I'm very excited. We're all going to be out there. Yay, getting to honor folks that are doing good works but having a good time too. And I know folks are interested. They certainly can get tickets and come out and join us. Kim, tell me about you. Who is Kim Swears?
Well, I basically am a very humble person, and a long time ago, my mom basically gave me a little bit of advice and said, you know, all you have to do is ask. And I always wanted to do change things in the world and do a better, great things for people that really needed help and underprivileged people. And so I guess God's given me a great gift for asking, and I just have no problem, you know, speaking for those that don't have a voice and connecting donors, the correct donors, with companies that have really giving initiatives that are very defined. And we bring them together, and I guess I call myself like a power person, like a power broker that brings donors and organizations together.
Why is it so important for you to make a difference in the lives of others, Kim?
Well, it really came front and center when I had my son. And To me, I only have one child, and I really want to make a difference. And our children today really need to see that. They need to have positive role models. And to me, that's what drives me every day, is that I strongly believe that you're never complete until you change the life of one person, and that's one less fortunate. And every day when I wake up and I don't feel like going to a business meeting or I don't feel like doing anything, I always think about that I have on this earth to do, you know, the right thing for myself, my family, and for those that are, you know, not as fortunate as we are.
And, you know, I really appreciate that. And there's a place where I will tell you we're kindred spirits in that respect. One of the reasons that I do this radio show, actually, it's probably the biggest reason, is because I want to step out and make a difference in the lives of others. And I'm very committed to bringing programming that's going to do exactly that. And so I love hearing you talk about this. And I love, you know, reading all the things that you're doing. How is it that you touch these organizations? How exactly does this work from your standpoint? What do you do?
Well, long time ago, I was giving, like, out there, just giving to give, you know, $100 here, $100 there, and I didn't really have a focus, and I really didn't have a passion, and that passion has become education to me and my family, education for underprivileged women and their family. And so I really just found a home when I started doing this. The Junior League was a good place for me to start, for those that want to get involved, a lot of women that want to, you know, learn more about their communities and get involved. I started there. And they created, obviously, Jack and Jill and Museum of Art, Museum of Discovery and Science. A lot of our major organizations in Broward County were founded by the Junior League. So that was my platform into, as we call, philanthropy. And from there, I was asked to sit on other boards within the community, and I chair one of the most passionate things in my life, really, is, as I said, education. And I'm chairman of Take Stock in Children, their Broward Council, and we provide college scholarships to underprivileged children. And they have to sign contracts in the seventh grade, and obviously if they meet certain criteria by the time they graduate high school, they have a college scholarship to any Florida public college. So that's, you know, I look at organizations that have tangible giving, like Jack and Jill. I sit on the board of Jack and Jill Children's Center, Youth Automotive Training Center. It's really something that is passionate to me, is education. And I think everyone, if I can give anyone a little bit of advice, find what you're passionate about and use your energy and your drive to make a difference.
What kind of changes have you seen? Start by giving me just one example, one child. What have you seen?
Well, through Take Stock, we were able to get involved in the seventh grade and identify these children that are really that are poor, or for some other reason they don't have a parent or whatever it might be, but they're challenged. And so we basically interact with their school counselor, identify them, put them in the program, and we're able to mentor them. And by mentoring these kids...
And you know what, Kim, I want you to hold that mentoring thought, because we're going to dip off to a break real quick, and we're going to pick up right there when we come back.
Great.
Nothing But Good News Radio, we're honoring 100 outstanding women. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Engage me.
This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, it's the Boys and Girls Club of Broward County that will present its fourth annual 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County event, and that is Wednesday, May 16th at the Signature Grand in Davie, Florida. The event is presented by SG Resorts International and will celebrate and honor Broward's leading women. The night will consist of a live and silent auction, dinner, and a fashion show provided by Lilac and Lilies. And we'll be talking about that later in the show because we will have the owner of Lilac and Lilies here on the show today. The audience will include a who's who of over 1,100 leaders celebrating and honoring the 100 outstanding women. The proceeds benefit the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. Now, if you'd like to come, and I'd love to have you come out, just visit the website 100 and spell it out. Not spell it out, I mean put the numbers 100 in numerics and then outstandingwomen.com. And as you come out, come to my table, come find me, and if you hand me a business card or tell me what you do, I will showcase your business on Nothing But Good News Radio. So if you'd like a free plug, come on out and, you know, donate some money to the Boys and Girls Club of Broward County. You know, Kim, before we went to break, and I have Kim Swears here, who is the vice president of Fast Boats Marine Group, and Kim does some amazing, amazing charitable work here in Broward County. And you were talking about mentoring these young folks so that they can get sponsorships or scholarships into college. How do you mentor them? How does that work?
Well, through Take Stock in Children, you can contact their office or go online and at takestockinchildren.org. And if you, when you sign up as a mentor, obviously you have to go through all the programs and the, you know, fingerprinting and background checks. But once all that formality is out of the way, you're really, it's just great. You meet with your scholar once a week, and you know, you talk to them about life and school and challenges they might be having, and then over, you know, the 4 or 5 years that you're doing that, you really become like brothers or sisters or mothers, you know, sons, daughters. It's a great relationship that you form with them. And we have a woman that I've gotten to know through Take Stock is Indiana White, and she was homeless and moved to a homeless shelter, still continued high school efforts. We identified her in the school system, brought her into Take Stock and Children, gave her the scholarship in seventh grade, and she graduated high school, went on to University of Florida, graduated, and now she's a teacher working on her master's degree and will become a doctor, she said. And she said if it wasn't for Take Stock, she would still be on welfare and possibly living on the street. So we've put 17,000 kids through school like that, and it's a great story.
Wow, it's more than a great story, and congratulations. I mean, it's exciting. You know, it's exciting also to be, you know, feet on the ground, in the trenches, seeing what the work actually does, as opposed to just raising money. Hey, the raising money piece is so darn important, mm-hmm. and I would encourage everyone to say, hey, I'm going to step out, and I'm going to make a difference somewhere, whether it's this organization or another organization, and certainly we're going to have folks on today that talk about how they make a difference in the world through the organizations that they represent, and it's really, really, really amazing doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a successful business, you've got a place where you are stepping out in the community and making a difference. Where is in all of this piece that you do? Where's the big life lesson for you? Oh, that's a big question. I'm sorry. I'm just in the mood for big questions today. I've been doing this to people all day.
Well, the biggest, I mean, for me, the life lesson is that just like they say, if you give a child an education, you know, the rest is really, their destiny is set. And that's what we all have to look at. We have to educate our children. Everyone needs an education. Everyone needs to go to college. And if we give them those tools, whether it be a trade school or obviously a college, like 2-year degree, 4-year degree, we need to give our children, we need to educate them. And that to me is a life lesson I've learned, is that how important it is to change this ship around and to give somebody you know, a lifelong success and to break this poverty that our children are living off the system.
And you know, and I hear you say, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world, be the change, step out, do it, get it done, make it happen. And don't you think giving them that education piece, isn't there a place where you just see that it just gives them hope? It's like, here, I have hope. I really can, you know, because I believe a lot of these kids take a look and they go, here's what my family has, nothing. I've never had nothing. That's what I'm destined to have, and this is just what I'm going to do. But to give them that place that says, hey, with this education, here's your hope. Here's the possibility of a bright, amazing future.
Absolutely. And I can't even tell you how many children I've touched working with Take Stock and sitting on their board that are the same, exactly what you're saying, that they wouldn't ever have the opportunity if they would have just stayed where they were at without Take Stock. They would have been just like their family members and their parents, not graduating high school. They had to get a job before, obviously, just to support themselves and their family. And you know, kids deserve to go to college. They deserve to have a higher education. And it's, you know, any organization that supports families like that, you really should get involved with, because you truly can make a difference, and it's tangible giving at its finest.
You know, I take a look at my own life, and, you know, you hear a snippet of my bio when I talk about the radio show, and, you know, a lot of folks know that a very short 20 years ago, I was a broke, homeless, single mother, and went on to build some extraordinary success and found some keys to really unlocking my own success and my own potential. But even prior to that, even before that happened, I was on my own when I was 17 and taking care of myself with no one to mentor me to adulthood. And I will tell you, Kim, I know what kind of trouble kids can get into. Do you hear me? I'm not sharing this. I'm just telling you.
I know.
Okay. And so for me, seeing that there are folks out there saying, I'm here, I want to mentor you, I want to help you create a better life. I just, you know, just have to say in the biggest, best way that you truly deserve to be honored as one of the 100 outstanding women of Broward County. And I want you to know that those of us here at Nothing But Good News Radio will do everything that we can do in our power to help you support that. So just so you know, you always have a friend and an advocate here.
Fantastic.
In anything that you want to do. You know, we still have a few minutes while we're on the air before our next guest comes on. What do you think, what is the biggest thing, you know, from all the things that you do, and, you know, while you have just a few minutes left with me here on the air, what is that thing that you would love people to walk away with by listening to you talk today? Like by saying, all right, people are going to hear me today. Here's the thing that I really, really, really want them to get.
Well, I hear it all the time, because when I talk about what I'm involved in, people say, well, I don't have the money. And I understand. And that's just the way this, you know, our economy is right now. But it's not all about the money. If you take, for instance, like the Boys and Girls Club, or you take Stock, or you take all these organizations that support kids that need support systems, whether it be in the school or after school programs, it's time, it's volunteering, it's being a mentor, it's making a difference. And like I said, I have that daily quote that I live by, that you're never complete until you change the life of one less fortunate. It's not a dollar to make that, to change that life. It's an hour every week, an hour once a month, whatever it might be. You can make a difference without opening your checkbook. Time is more valuable, you know, when it comes down to it, to changing these kids and giving them our experience and our life lessons.
See, when it comes to giving, it's not always about money. Mm-hmm. You can not only give time, but you can also give ideas. Tithe money, time, and ideas to people and places that make a real difference. And I think that's an important piece to let folks know. And I think that if folks can hear you, if you can step outside yourself and step out and do something for someone less fortunate, there's a way where I think you can step into an extraordinary level of gratitude for no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I read this book once, and it said, you know, write down what you're thankful for every day for 30 days. And that to me is every, you know, I did that, and you realize how much you should be thankful for and how blessed you are, when even though you don't think you're blessed, you know, you got to look at what your blessings are and take it and run with it, and then help those that aren't so blessed as you. And it comes around full circle, and that's not why you do it, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, what you do out there will come back to you tenfold.
Right. You don't give to get, but, you know, those that give get in return. You don't really give to get. I get that piece. You know, the gratitude piece is such an important piece, and I talk about this a lot. And 20 years ago in my own life, everything I'd had was made to go away. Retirement account, savings account, investment accounts, lost everything. I was left with a little four-month-old baby to raise on my own. And people ask me all the time, they say, what was the first thing that you did? Because how scary is that? And I said, I sat down and made a list of all the things I was grateful for, and continue to do that. And I teach the extraordinary power of gratitude. And Kim, I really appreciate you for bringing up this thing called gratitude, because it's such an important piece, because we have so much to be grateful for. And a lot of the things that you're talking about, I think, are relatively simple to do, but getting folks to step out and do it. If you want to have more fulfillment in your own life, Find what you're grateful for.
Absolutely.
And step out and do something for someone else.
It's the greatest giving you can give. Absolutely. I couldn't agree
right.
with you more.
Yeah, and don't you really think it's just about raising folks' awareness? Say, listen to what Kim has to say today, and just make that decision, make a commitment to say, you know what, I'm going to step out and make a difference. If folks want to make a difference with you, how can they reach you? How can they contact you and say, I love what you're doing, I want to be part of what you're doing, or I just want you to point me in the right direction? How can they find you?
Well, our company website is fastboats.com, fastboatswithan.com. You can contact me via my website, and my cell phone's on there, my email. You can contact the Boys and Girls Club to get involved. There's so many different volunteer efforts there. TakeStockInChildren.org. There's so many places for you to get involved without opening your checkbook, although opening your checkbook is a great way to obviously help out, but not everyone can give, and it's time that, you know, is needed also to make any organization that supports kids successful. So get involved. You know, there's a saying, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give, and that's, you know, key that we need to stay focused with is get out there and give, whether it be your time or a dollar.
And so important. Kim, all of us here at Nothing But Good News Radio, we so appreciate you being here. And remember,
you have a
friend and an advocate here. And if you ever need anything, if you need us to help highlight some of the things you're doing, we're very happy to do that. Kim Swears, Vice President of Fastboat Marine Group, doing some amazing, amazing work. And that's Kim at fastboats.com. And like always, you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, and I will make sure you get in touch with Kim. Kim, I look so forward to having dinner with you on the 16th of May to celebrate 100 outstanding women.
Likewise,
thank
Candy.
You.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. I know we're going to head off. Thank you again. We're going to head off to a break in just a few short minutes. And a few short seconds. And when we come back, we are going to be speaking to the one and only, the amazing Polly Wilkie. You're in for a treat. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Triathletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com, or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, Candy G here, and I want you to know that it is my mission to help others create their vision. I know that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision of what it is that you want to create and where you want to go. I have brought my expertise to everyone in an affordable new coaching and membership program. It's called I Vision My Life, with coaching calls, guest speakers, a community forum, and an amazing online storyboard system. You have to see to believe. People all over the world will be enhancing their life and living the lives they dream. Now visit ivisionmylife.com for more details, and bounce around in there. There's some great free stuff, and it's I promise you, it is an incredible way to help you stay on track for those things that you want to create. Now, I'm so excited to share our next guest. Polly Wilkie is a retired vice president of Community Bank of Broward. She's been running Prestige Club for 15 years, and her dream is to make Prestige so well known that even after she is gone, it will continue. Prestige is a not-for-profit organization established in 96, and its purpose is to encompass a networking group of business leaders and to help promote their services and skills to the community, while at the same time organizing various fundraising, charity, and educational events towards the advancement of those folks less fortunate. Prestige is an organization that offers love, compassion, support, and assistance to families and children in need. At the present time, Prestige sponsors over 21 different nonprofit organizations in Broward that assist towards the growth and development of our society. I will tell you, make no mistake here, Polly is a force to be reckoned with. And when you hear some of the extraordinary things you are doing, that she is doing, you will understand why she is being honored once again as one of the 100 outstanding women of Broward County. And I would say she probably sits at number one on that list. Let me please welcome Polly Wilkie to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you, Candy.
Hey, Polly, how fun is this? This is about time.
Fun. This is fun. How we met?
It's true. You can share the Candy G. Polly story, because I will tell you, the listening audience, that I'm very proud to say is that Polly Wilkie has become a great friend, and I love spending time with Polly. She is truly amazing.
Well, Candy and I had never met each other when I founded the 100 Women. And everyone said, well, why did you find the 100 women? Why did you give it to them when you have your own charity? Well, I also sit on the Boys and Girls Club, and I love the Boys and Girls Club and all the things that they do. So I just decided that, I would give it to them because they have the manpower to put on 100 women, and I am only one person in my office. So they said, you have to meet Candy G. She was one of the 100 women also. And they set up a luncheon, and Candy and I thought that we would spend maybe 30 minutes together. We were both very busy. We ended up, I think, was it Candy, 4 hours for lunch?
It was 4 hours for lunch. And that's exciting, because when you meet somebody that is of the like mind and the same heart and truly loves to step out and make a difference, there's so many things that that we found we could do together. I found it pretty extraordinary.
Yes, and we've become very close friends. She even has a horse because of me.
Well, that is the truth. Yeah, it's very true. Because of Polly, I do have my big sexy Saxon sitting out at a ranch close by. Oh, it's very, very true. There you go. Polly, let's talk about Prestige Club for a few minutes. And, I talked about what it is, based on the bio that I have here. But truly, what is it? Speak from your heart and tell me why this is so important to you.
Well, God had me start Prestige because he had put my life sort of in conjunction with Candy's. I think that's why we're so close. But I was homeless. I had many things happen to me that people would wonder how you still want to go on with life. But God put me through all those things to start Prestige so that I would have the compassion to help all of those that are out there. We recently found 21 homeless women and 56 children, and that bothered me a lot because they all had jobs. They just could not afford rent. And I had a customer that had about 10 or 11 houses. He didn't want to be a landlord, so he had broken windows and doors, never cut the grass. Not so good a neighborhood, but not the worst. So I convinced him that we could put three families into one house, three bedrooms, two baths. I would have everybody paint, fix the windows, doors, carpet. I would do everything, and he would rent it to them for $900 each house. That's $300 per family. Well, he agreed. Firemen helped. Everyone helped get the project going, and it was done. It's 6 months now, and they could eat off the floors of their houses. They're so clean. Their rent is always given to me 2 days before it's due. He thought I would be ended up paying it myself. But those are the kind of things. Prestige can't say no. Just this last week, if you read the Sun Sentinel on Sunday, we had an interesting thing that we had the sailors. We had 28 sailors from the fleet. I had been looking for some kind of a daycare that would accept people that were on chemo that couldn't afford to put their kids into daycare, or parents that just need a rest because they're ill themselves or their kids are ill. So I found just the perfect place, and it already had been a daycare 5 years ago, and it had beautiful murals, and it's on 2.5 acres. And so I convinced, it's on next door to a church, and I convinced them that we could be sort of partners, and they could open it up and do single moms for a cheaper price than $165, and that I could go in free with my ladies and give them a day of rest or daycare. Well, all of the sailors came last week, and they completely painted the whole outside. They were from the Dallas, the submarine, from the Gettysburg, and they presented us with a big plaque, which was really, really nice. But I think that the sailors loved it so much was because what happened was the little kids that I had given toys to, pillows to, they decided they wanted them to go for a ride on a submarine, and so they decided that they would come that morning with donuts, and they would give them to them and tell them to take them on a submarine ride and give them to another child when they got someplace else. Well, I knew the children didn't want to give them up. The last little boy, 4, had a couple tears in his eyes, but when he saw that one sailor didn't have one, he gave it to him. I have the factory sending more to replace them for the children, but my story is going to be they went on the ride on the submarine, and that they really didn't like it outside of Florida, so they're coming back to the warm weather, because I didn't want to bust their bubble since it was their idea to give them away. Those are just some of the things that we do, and we just find a need, and where there's a need, we're there. We have little rape victims. We help Starlight with their Christmas in July. We help a lot of the organizations with certain things that they need. And most exciting, I just got my Hoot Camp approved for the schools, and we opened last week, which teaches anti-bullying, anti-drugs, all of the different things. But at the end, they get to go on a bus to a thrift store, and we're going to have community leaders go and help dress them, show them how to dress on a shoestring. And then we have 3 top restaurants, Vienna Cafe and Wine Bar, the Arc, Inverary Country Club. They're going to take the children for 3-course meals and teach them etiquette. We started the first 2 schools in Dania because that's where the need was, and we had several members on the board that were BSO, and they were in that area. We were quite surprised to see the school board and the superintendent of schools and the sheriff. They all showed up for the ribbon cutting last week. Hopefully, we can make a difference in these kids. That's what we're praying for anyway. It's just another thing. And we called it Hoot Camp, H-O-O-T. Our mascot is different than our logo. It's a purple owl with Prestige on his chest. The reason for the shirts being made that way is so that no one would bully them about going to these classes or going to school. Everybody wants a shirt, and everybody wants to go to Hoot Camp now. We have 13 other schools waiting for the program, if I can ever get the funds. Thank the county commissioners and the sheriff gave us $10,000 to partner with FISP for getting the psychologist to make up the program that we wanted. And that's where we are, Candy.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. You know, you throw out a lot of information to folks real quick, and I want to stop and break this up real quick and get folks to truly understand that Polly Wilkie here, not only is she talking about developing the 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County and helping the Boys and Girls Club, not only is she talking about bringing the sailors in to completely paint and help fix up this daycare and finding homes for 21 women and 56 children, not only has she started her hoot camp in all these schools, in addition to that, Polly, how many people do you feed at Thanksgiving?
4,000. 4,000. We bust in 28 agencies from women in distress, hospitals, Boys and Girls Clubs. We bust in everyone for a day of fun and food, and then we give everyone $25 for Thanksgiving from Publix. Not from Publix, from us.
Right, from you. Okay, Polly, how many toys, how many kids do you give toys to at Christmas time?
Over 2,000.
Okay, so for folks listening to me, listen to me out there. Did you hear what Polly said? She's one person in an office, absolutely one person in an office. Polly, may I tell folks what birthday you celebrated, your last birthday?
Sure.
Polly, what birthday did you celebrate?
75.
All right, folks. Are you listening to me here? Did you hear me tell you what she does every year on a yearly basis? And that's only a snippet of some of the stuff that Polly Wilkie gets done. And I'm telling you that go to check out Prestige Club. Show up for Prestige Club events. Come out and support this amazing woman who supports our community, its children, its underprivileged. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I think all of us, you know, need to sit back and say, I have time. I have time to do this. I have time to volunteer. I have money to share and work. And all of us want to lock arms, Polly, and help you help our community, because you do so much and you have been doing so much for 5 decades. Polly Wilkie first stepped out 50 years ago and said, I'm going to step out in this community and make a difference. You know, Polly, I want to ask you a question. You know, you, with all the things that you do to make a difference, why do you do it, and what does it mean to you?
If you look into a child's eyes and I see the hurt, I see the anger, maybe I see more than most because I've been there through all of it. I was raped as a child. My father was a drug addict. I could go on and on, all the things that I've been through in my early years. And I could have went either way, but I decided that the Lord wanted me to help all of these people. And I can't turn a person away. I don't know if you even know this, Candy, but I had death threats in the 70s because I read in the paper that there were 2,000 kids that were going to die within a year in Korea, in Seoul. I'm the only one that ever got honored by a communist president, which was President Park, because these were half Americans that soldiers left these kids there, and I tried to get them adopted here in America, but I couldn't get anywhere. So the embassy said, if you could just, they're going to die. There's 2,000 of them with a potbelly stove. If you could just get some kind of Christmas for them before they die. I decided to go another route with the embassy lady, and we went to Germany, we went to Holland, we went to other places that would take children. And I'll have to say that we only got 75 adopted before out of 2,000. Most of them had tuberculosis. They had their feet and hands taken off from frostbite, and yet they were half American, and people here were threatening me because I was trying to help them. In those days, no one took threats very seriously because it wasn't like it is today. It was probably, the police said, someone that lost a son in Korea, and it was bringing back bad memories, and why was I helping those kids? I'm probably the only one that ever got a plaque from Korea and from a communist country and from President Park. He invited me to come there. His wife was very kind to the children, even though he was not. And I couldn't afford to go, or I would have went, but I have all the books from the House of Park.
I hear you. Polly, listen, honey, hold on here just a second. I want you to hold on with me for 2 minutes. We're going to head off to commercial break, then we're going to we'll let you go and have our next guest come on. But stay with us until we come right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we go back to Polly, I want to talk to you about an annual fashion show that's coming up on July 12th. It is being sponsored by the Women of the Roundtable Charitable Organization. And if you listen to this show, you know how much I love the Women of the Roundtable. And what's really exciting is they are going to be featuring clothes from Green Couture Designers, Franovic Designs, Designers for a Cause. It's eco-friendly, which is really fascinating, absolutely fascinating to me. So it's the Women of the Roundtable Charitable Foundation's annual fashion show held on July 12th at the Signature Grand located in Davie, Florida. I'm very proud to say that, once again, I will be emceeing this amazing event, and all of the proceeds from the tickets will go to the incredible Prestige Club. Every penny is going to Prestige. If you want to come out and help Polly and Prestige Club, then get tickets to this event. So come on out, and if you'd like to get tickets to this event, just contact Doris at thewomenoftheroundtable.com or just email me, candyg@candyg.com, and I will make sure that you get to Doris and get your tickets and come on out for this yet another amazing event. Polly, you know, I just quickly, I didn't want you to drop off real quick right before the break. I just want to say that all of us here in Broward County love you and love all the amazing work that you do. And I just wanted to give you a proper goodbye from Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Candy.
We'll do it again. All right. And a lunch date soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Polly. I'll see you soon. And our next guest, I'm going to bring on our next guest. And with more than 15 years of experience in the industry, Michelle DeMarco is the epitome of fashion at work. She's an online purveyor of style. She oversees a successful cyber shopping scene as well as a flourishing South Florida boutique that brings the best of Hollywood home. The press was quick to catch on, and Lilac and Lilies and celebrity stylist DeMarco have been featured in various print and TV outlets, including Time Out New York, Redbook, Style File, Deco Drive. I got to tell you, I got a list here. I could probably read for the next 2 or 3 minutes, but let me go ahead and bring Michelle DeMarco on, and we'll find out all the truly amazing things she's doing. I'd like to welcome Michelle to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hey, Candy, how are you?
You know, I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so excited about the things that you do, and I am so excited about who you are.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very flattered by that. Thank you.
Well, you know, that you by what you do, you say a lot about possibility thinking and being able to say, what can I do? And if I may say, you are 32 years old and yes. You have had your business for 4 years.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You've been and I'm so proud of you for being a business owner and an entrepreneur and stepping out, having the guts to truly do what you love. Share a little more with the listening audience about who Michelle DeMarco really is.
Well, I am a Floridian native. I was born down here and went to school down here, college, and then I went up to Manhattan and I studied FIT in the city. And came back home and, in a nutshell, worked on my business plan and opened my store.
And I think that's really amazing. But I have to tell you, what does it take for somebody who is, you know, honestly, stepping out before you're even hit 30 and saying, I'm opening this store and I'm going to do this? What was that like for you when you decided, initially decided to get started?
It is very overwhelming and nerving to go off and do your own thing. When I was growing up, I always had my own business, so to speak, going. I would make flyers and leave them in the women's locker rooms for babysitting. I did lemonade stands. I was always doing something to and working for myself. And honestly, Candy, I really couldn't see myself doing anything else but what I'm doing now. And, I really took a plunge and I said, you know what? If I fail at this, at least I know I tried 1,000% at what I'm doing instead of me not doing it at all and wondering what would have happened if. So that's basically why I decided, you know, just I'm going to do it and try my best at it.
And you know what? You know what I know is that stepping out and giving it a go, that is the way to get out there and get this done. Now, we've got this huge event coming up on the 16th of May, the 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County. And how exciting that you are being showcased in a fashion show at this event. Let's talk a little bit about that and what you're going to be sharing with the folks that come on out.
Well, you know, I got a call from someone at the Boys and Girls Club, and she was kind enough and asked me, she says, you know, Michelle, would you mind hosting the fashion show? And of course I said yes. And it's very, it feels like all my hard work is paying off by even being on your radio show, Candy, or having my fashion showcased at this event, being on Deco Drive. I mean, everything comes together in pieces, and it feels gratifying, really, it does.
What kind of things are you going to be showcasing? What's your style like? What's your boutique like? What are you going to be bringing out that folks might want to come out and take a look at?
We're having the runway show. We're starting off with swimwear / resort wear, and we're going to show about 24 to 30 looks, and we're going to end the show with evening wear. So we're going to have a little bit of everything.
Well, it's very exciting. I love this aspect. You know, I've been part of this event now since the very inception, and I love this part. And I will tell you, I've been looking online today. I've been looking at your websites. I've been looking at the stuff that you do. I've been shopping a little bit, and it's really very, very exciting. And folks need to know that they can go to lilacandlilies.com. Right? Correct? Is that what it is?
Lilacandlilies.com. And I also, Candy, I recommend everyone to like us on Facebook. Like us. It's Lilac and Lilies Boutique. And the benefit there by liking us on Facebook is you really get, like, up-to-the-minute updates on what we're doing. Like, we're creating an album now with all the merchandise that came in. I'll do mini blogs about, places I've been or events I'm going to or a TV segment that I've done re-upload and put on Facebook. So it's really, really keeps my clients updated on everything in the store.
Well, you know, what's exciting about you saying that is I was on earlier, and then I pulled it up so that I would have it up while we were on the air. Mm-hmm. And you put some stuff on 5 minutes ago, and I got to tell you, do I love that little beige lacy thing you just put up there. I'm just letting you know. Folks need to go take a look. If I'm enticing anybody to look, that's a really good thing, is to get in there and take a look, because you truly, truly have some great things there, which is really exciting. Where is your actual brick-and-mortar boutique located?
We're located on Sunrise Boulevard, directly across from the Galleria Mall. We are next to a new Publix was built, and it opened maybe a few months ago, and we're adjacent to the new Publix.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Now, I know that there's one particular organization in town that you're very, very fond of. Let's talk a bit about that organization.
Okay. I believe you're speaking about Femfessionals. Is that
exactly? Femfessionals. Exactly.
Yes. Femfessionals. It's a, no, Candy, I'm involved, in a few different organizations, and Femfessionals is really unique in a few ways. I feel at home when I connect. Okay, let me preface you with what Femfessionals is. It's a group of women in Fort Lauderdale, and they have different chapters throughout the U.S. They have a Miami chapter, Fort Lauderdale. They have chapters in New York, all throughout the U.S. But with my chapter, the Fort Lauderdale chapter, we meet once a month at a location in Fort Lauderdale, and we have a speaker come in, and she'll speak about anything from how to social network pertaining to your business, or have another speaker come in and speak about how to manage your time where you can balance, you know, family and professional life and that sort of thing. And it's really just a group of business-savvy women speaking openly and candidly about issues that they're faced with every day.
What is it about this particular organization that you're so fond of? You said you're involved with quite a few, and I understand that. And it's a great thing to do, is to be involved with folks. Oh, do you hear that music? Hold on. You're going to answer that question when I come back. This is Candy G with my special guest, Michelle DeMarco from Lilac and Lilies. We will be right back in 2 minutes, and we'll continue this great conversation.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G. And I would like you to know about another very special event. It's coming up this weekend in Montreal. It is TEDx Westmount. It is a full day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, understand, and spread success. I am very excited to say that I have been asked to join a very impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. TEDx Westmount will inspire and elevate your spirit to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities. I'm honored and humbled to let you know that I will be in Montreal on Saturday, May 12th at this amazing TED event. If you'd like more information, go to TEDxWestmount.com. You know, Michelle, just quickly, why this organization? Why is this one so near and dear to you?
I feel the women that are involved in this organization, Femfessionals, I feel that they're women really I can relate to. The majority of them are business owners and we all face the same everyday problems, running a business, balancing life and that sort of thing. So it really is a good way for me just to kind of ask for advice and what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Networking. We all network. Who do you know that might be able to help me do this? So it's really a great way just to kind of share ideas.
So, I think, what I hear you say is as an entrepreneur out there in the marketplace, not being afraid to say, I'm gonna network and I am going to spend time with other business owners that have already done it. And I'm going to step in and ask for the help I need and also listen from folks that have already been there. You know, this has been probably the quickest 20 minutes I've ever had a guest on a show. We've got 2 minutes till off the air.
Wow.
So I want you to take this last 2 minutes and let folks know what you really want them to know about Lilac and Lilies and anything about this upcoming event, and also encourage folks to come out to the 100 Outstanding Women. And I said it earlier in the show, anybody that comes out to the event, come up to me, give me your business card, and I will showcase you on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Well, Candy, that's amazing that you're doing that. And what I'm honored to be one of the women that are nominated in Broward County, as well as we spoke before about showing my fashions. And the Boys and Girls Club, it's really a remarkable organization where you have the mentor and mentee and fostering a positive relationship, that is reciprocal. And by Lilac and Lilies, it's me, it's my heart, it's my soul, it's what I do, it's what I'm best at. And I want everyone out there to know that we work extremely hard in bringing our customers the best of what the industry has to offer in terms of quality, price point, trends. So that's my life, and that's what I do, and that's what I love sharing with everyone else.
And so when folks look at lilacandlilies.com, it's lilies with one L, correct?
Correct, yes.
Lilac and Lilies with one L. And like always, if you want to get a hold of Michelle and you're driving and you can't remember, just contact me, Candy G, KANDEEG, at CandyG.com. And like I said, I have absolutely been looking on the website and looking at your stuff, and I'm very impressed. And you're going to have Candy G shopping at Lilac and Lilies. I can't wait to come by and see what you've got. I've already perused the online. Come on out and see the fashion show. Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Candy, thank you for having me. I'm really honored.
Oh, you're
really
welcome.
Honored. Thank you.
That's awesome. This is Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to be right back here next Monday from 3 to 4, and you know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.